This is my commandment, says the Lord, that you love one another as I have loved you. And how did Jesus love? What is Jesus asking of us? Jesus loved completely, totally, without question, without counting costs. Jesus loved until the end. Jesus loved until there was nothing more to give. And he gave his life. He laid down his life for you and for me. That is what Jesus is calling us to do. God forbid that any one of us will be called to martyrdom. God forbid that any one of us will be killed for the faith. But how large are our hearts of love? How big are our hearts of love so that we can do what Jesus is asking of us? Because if he who loved completely and totally without counting costs asks us to do that, that means it is possible for us to love like Jesus. And what did I mean? What do I mean by Jesus loving completely and totally? Jesus loved in every kind of situation he found himself in. And he did find himself in situations of frustration, situations of joy, situations of pain. When he was happy, he went to the wedding, a happy, joyful gathering. And he loved the couple who were there. At the insistence and prompting of his blessed mother Mary, who we celebrate in this month of May, Jesus turned water into wine in order not to embarrass the hosts who did not even know that they were in trouble. That is how large the heart of our blessed mother Mary and the heart of Jesus are. That is how big their hearts of love are. We are asked to do the same, dear friends. In situations of joy, it is easy to love in those situations. What about situations of frustration? When his disciples who had been walking with him and working with him all these years, when they asked their, I hate to use the word, but very dumb questions, like, show us the Father. You can hear the frustration in Jesus' voice when he said, Philip, have you been with me all this while? And still you ask me to show you the Father. Haven't you been listening? I and the Father are one. How many times will I tell you that? You can hear the frustration in Jesus' voice. Yet, he did not cast Philip aside. You can also hear the frustration when he was in agony. Can you not watch with me just 1 hour? Can you not keep watch with me just 1 hour? And dear friends, Jesus asks us that every time. I probably might be preaching to the choir, but maybe this is a very good opportunity to ask that question. What is it with us and 1 hour of Mass? If Mass goes above 1 hour, then we become very fidgety and what is going on? There's too much going on. Mass should just be 1 hour. How big are our hearts to contain the presence of the Lord? Or do we just give God 1 hour and be done with that? In situations of frustration with his disciples, Jesus kept going. In a situation of pain, he kept loving the people who were killing him. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do. Are our hearts big enough, filled with enough love, to say that for those who are inflicting pain on us? I have to be honest with you. If I'm in a situation of pain, my first thought will be to make it better, to leave that situation, if I can leave that situation. But if not, can we say the prayer that Jesus said? Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do. Let us understand that he was not talking about little children. He was talking about grown-ups, well-learned men and women who were jeering at him, the Pharisees and the scribes. He was talking about leaders, yet he made excuses for them. Can we do that for those who make us uncomfortable, for those who inflict pain on us? Jesus loved even in terrible situations of pain. And that is what he's calling us to do. And we can do that because looking at the second reading, John is telling us in the second reading that love comes from God. Love is a gift from God. And that means once we are created, God pours his love into our hearts, a love that is unbounded. Look at little children. Little children, when they are playing, they do not know the difference. Little children do not know creed. They don't know religion. They don't know race. They don't know color. They don't know learning. They don't know anything. All they know is that this is a human being, and I want us to be happy together. That is what God is calling us to pick up once more. Because as we grow older, we begin to rationalize our love. Is that woman worthy of my love? She has a very sharp tongue. Therefore, I have no reason to be near her. Is that man worthy of my love? He does this, does that. He's always going around with his big car, showing off. Therefore, I'm not going to love him. We begin to make excuses that inhibit the unbounded love God has given each and every one of us at birth. Think of the first reading, dear friends. Why was it that Christians like you and myself, who worked with Jesus, who saw Jesus in action, why were they surprised when the Holy Spirit was poured upon Cornelius and his household? Because that is what it tells us in these Acts of the Apostles, that when the Holy Spirit was poured upon them, we Christians, we became surprised. How could God love these people who we call outsiders, who we call Gentiles, who we think are not worthy of the love of God? That is how we put an inhibition to the love God has given us and try to do the same to God. But this is what Jesus is calling us to step away from. First of all, to allow God to be God, and then to love like he, Jesus, who is also God, has loved, without counting costs, without even thinking about protocol. Jesus broke all of those things they called rules that kept them from loving. He went to the town of Samaria. Israel and Samaria do not mix. Jesus stayed there for 2 days. Actually, it was a woman who opened the door to him being there in that town of Samaria. And the Bible that we read tells us that when we, the Christians, when we saw Jesus speaking to that woman at the well, we were wondering, what is he doing? We became judgmental immediately. We wanted that love that he was trying to show that woman to end immediately. What is he doing speaking to a woman? And worst of all, a woman of Samaria. Jesus stayed there for 2 days. As an example to us, that time, situation, country, whatever it is, must not and should not inhibit our love. We have to emulate that, dear friends. But he also still did not cast away the disciples, the Christians like us, who were trying to inhibit that love. He continues to teach us, dear friends, that there is no limit to that love. And that first reading continues. If we were to read further into Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, immediately Peter got back from the house of Cornelius. What did the Christians do? They went to Peter. Are you out of your mind? What were you doing, eating and drinking and staying in the house of the Gentiles? These are the people who saw Jesus doing the same. Yet, when Jesus ascended into heaven, they wanted to put a dampener on the love that Jesus has poured into each and every one of us, which is the gift we get from the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, it is possible. And that is why Jesus is asking us to do that. It is possible to love without counting costs. It is possible to love blindly. It is possible to love even the worst of human beings. It is possible to love even when the situation is really, really painful. That's what Jesus did. And that is why he's telling us today, love one another as I have loved you. And when love becomes really, really difficult, let us pray like he did on the cross. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do. May the peace of the Lord be with you.